Hi guys, Helmut Mayer from Biblical Hebrew Perspectives. Now, today's talk, or shall I say today's question, was inspired by one of the episodes of The Chosen that dealt with the Jews and the Samaritans. Now, we all know the parable of Jesus about the Good Samaritan. Now, most Christians, if they hear about Samaritans and they hear about Jews, they kind of know that there was conflict between these two ethnic groups, between these two tribes. Now, a lot of people, and that includes me, does not know where this conflict, where the basis for this conflict actually comes from. The short story is when the house of Israel or the 10 northern tribes were exiled to Assyria, during that time, a lot of settlers from Mesopotamia came into the land, settled in the land, and intermarried the Jewish people. And this became the Samaritans. And these Samaritans developed their own distinct religious practices, different from that of the Jewish people who returned from Babylon later on. In Luke 11, Jesus rocks up and tells a parable about the Good Samaritan. And the context of this parable is one of the experts of the Torah asks Jesus what he should do to inherit eternal life. And then it goes on and Jesus asks him, how does he read the Torah? And he quotes Deuteronomy 6, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And then Jesus says, you answer correctly, but the expert of the law wanted to justify himself. And he goes on and asks Jesus, who is his neighbor? And then Jesus tells a story of a guy who walks between Jerusalem and Jericho in a valley that, for all intents and purposes, is known as the Valley of the Shadow of Death. And the reason for that is that that was the main trade route between these two towns, a 17-mile route. And a lot of people were attacked and their goods were stolen. So that valley was literally known as the Valley of the Shadow of Death. Could it be that David was writing about that valley when he said, even though I pass through that or such a valley, I will fear no evil, the valley of the shadow of death? And Jesus tells a story of how an outcast eventually comes to the rescue of this person who was attacked and lied there helpless. And then it cleans up the story how this good Samaritan, this cast out in the Jews' eyes, took the guy to an inn, paid the dues, and tells the innkeeper that if there was any outstanding fees, he would also pay that. And what I want to leave with you today is, could Jesus have been talking about himself as the Good Samaritan? Not that I'm saying Jesus was making any political statements or taking in any political position, much rather exposing what was in the hearts of the people who were listening to him. And then you can go on and draw all the parallels between Jesus also being a cast out, but then also as a guy who did not fit into the religious system, who wasn't recognized by the religious system for what he came to do and for who he was. That he was literally giving an explanation for this neighborly idea. Maybe Jesus was asking this expert of the Torah, who do you think is your neighbor? And isn't that me? Isn't that Jesus? This is something to think about. David says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And interestingly, the question posed to Jesus was, what should I do to inherit eternal life? And it always gets to the point that you have to bring Christ into the story. You have to look at the other side of the coin. You have to hold the tension about Jesus. Yes, he was the fulfillment of the Torah, but he was never looking to exclude the marginalized. He was associating himself with the cast outs and with those crushed and broken in spirit, as Isaiah prophesied. And then classic to the style of Jesus, he becomes the very subject that he teaches about. This is what I love about Christ. If we're seriously willing to know what the Word of God is saying, I think one of the primary questions should be, what does this teach me about Jesus? Can I find Christ in what I'm reading? Take care and be blessed.